community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We're backstage at the Alcove on day three here at Latitude, and I'm delighted to be joined by Adam French. Hello, Adam.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good to meet you. I mean, we've only just got acquainted, but yeah, found out all about you already. This is you're from Manchester and you're living in London at the moment?
Yes, yeah. Originally from a little town called Congleton that no one's heard of.
Oh, Cheshire.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you have heard of it.
Yeah,
okay.
Heard of it, yeah.
Oh, it's not posh. It's definitely not posh, but it's home, so, you know, it's, yeah.
Yeah, and is it your first time at Latitude?
It is. I've heard a lot about it, and I have a lot of friends that tend to go every year, but I've never been to Latitude before. Usually goes to sort of Reading and Leeds and stuff.
It's
not exactly my neck of the woods.
No, so we are in the woods, though.
Literally the woods, and they are beautiful, but it's quite a way. So it took us about 7 hours to get here on Friday. And then I've been living in a field since then, which is, you know, lovely.
Now, you're a multi-instrumentalist. This is how you're built. So how does that translate to live performance?
So on my records, I will play everything on the actual recording, and then I'll teach the songs to my live band, who I'm sure you'll meet shortly.
We bumped into some of them.
Yeah.
Nice guys.
Yeah, really, really good guys, great players, and, you know, that's how I recreate the sounds live that you hear on records. So, I started out as an acoustic singer-songwriter with an acoustic guitar and, you know, piano, and did my shows like that. But then as the direction of the music changed, it seemed more appropriate to be playing as a live band as opposed to just me. So,
yeah. But you're obviously feeling that you're not just a songwriter, more a composer, because you're playing different instruments. You're thinking, oh, it'll be good to get piano in and then that instrument
definitely.
There, and it's like, I'll just do it myself.
It's a good thing and an awful thing all at once. It's temporary insanity sometimes kicks in, but it's all good. I enjoy the way we work, and you know, so they seem to too. So,
but it is good because you've released the EP, haven't you? You came out last year.
Yeah,
but it's on SoundCloud and it's going mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's picked up quite a lot of attention, which is great because, you know, you never really know what's going to happen when you put something out there.
Yeah.
But like loads of support from Radio 1 and stuff, which has been amazing. XFM, they're great too.
Yeah.
And then Six Music Lot really sort of liked a track called Ivory that I put out last year. But then I'm literally recording at the moment, so at the end of summer we're going to be putting out another EP, which will hopefully get the same reaction.
I mean, in the old days, people used to think, right, okay, we've got to start writing an album, this is what we do when we write, but there's a lot more. Is that a plan, or are you just going to do EPs as and when you've got the material?
No, I definitely plan on recording an album. I think that at the moment I'm going to be doing, you know, another couple of EPs before I release an album, but I've definitely sort of written the vast majority of what the album would be, maybe. So I think it's just about the right time, you know.
Yeah.
When people are ready for an album, then give them an album.
Okay. Now, you've done a lot of touring in Africa as well. What's the story behind that? Because this isn't just I've gone to Africa for a gig,
isn't it? Yeah, it's so I basically had my dad's girlfriend at the time was working for the African Health Ministry.
Right.
As an eye specialist.
Oh, in which country?
Botswana.
Oh, right.
So she was based in Habaroni. And she, you know, got to know a lot of people out there, went to like several functions and, you know, conventions, meeting radio DJs, TV presenters and stuff. So she ended up getting friendly with a guy called Ian, who happened to run a load of music venues across Botswana, Zimbabwe, South Africa.
Right.
And he suggested the idea after hearing one of my early demos to get me over for a few shows, because by that point they'd started playing my old EP on like national radio in Botswana. So it just felt
what was
like
the experience
a good
thing to do. Like, I mean, were a lot of people turning up? I was sort of curious to know why you've gone all that way.
It was probably a bit of he's from halfway across the world, so let's go and check if it's any good.
Yeah.
But you know, they were sort of, you know, 200 or 300 capacity shows, so like it was great. I didn't expect anybody to turn up, so it was great for me. It was amazing to, you know, meet a few people that knew the tracks and knew the words and stuff. It's bizarre. I think the power of the internet and you know, music is a universal language, isn't it? So, you know, people get it, and if they like it, then you can end up anywhere.
So now when you're thinking about your album and it starts picking up and you get more and more radio play, and you think, okay, British tour, do a few European dates, and now Botswana and Zambia as well.
I was speaking to my manager the other day about it and said it would be lovely to go out and do it again at some point when we can fit it in or whatever. It'd be nice to go out and play, it maybe even in the same bars again, because, you know, you get to know a few people. It's, you know, really nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
People are just great out there. There's a lot of respect for, you know, one another that we sometimes miss out on elsewhere.
So. Yeah, but that's right. I mean, the fact that musicians come thousands of miles just to play to whatever little bar or club, it's going to, you know, curiosity at the very least. But I think people are very welcoming usually, aren't
Definitely.
They?
Definitely. Lovely. It was really good.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, well, Adam, you're going to be on stage in about an hour's time. So thanks very much for having a chat. We'll let you get ready and find your musicians and look forward to seeing you later.
Yeah,
cheers.
Great to meet you. Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.